With Northwest News from KNKX, a second invasive green crab has been found in Washington's inland waters. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has this update.
Researchers from the Washington Sea Grant confirm that a crab found by staff of the Padilla Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve is in fact one of the much dreaded invasive species. This is after a green crab was trapped in San Juan Island's Westcott Bay in late August. Education coordinator Glenn Alexander says he wasn't really surprised when he found it, but it is scary.
Because they have the capacity to change things quite a bit. Definitely, this fits the definition of an invasive, not just a non-native creature, but invasive. It can change the function of the beach.
European green crabs are voracious omnivores that outcompete other species of crabs and can destroy sensitive eelgrass beds. There's concern their longer-term effects could harm endangered salmon and other native species. An intensive three-day follow-up search for green crabs in the area around Westcott Bay last week found just one molt and no live specimens, indicating the population there is not yet firmly established. But with the finding of a second live crab 30 miles away in Padilla Bay, researchers say ongoing vigilance is critical across all Puget Sound shorelines. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.